This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Grocery prices, for the most part, remain high, and according to the American Farm Bureau, the price increases could continue. Up next, we will hear from AFBF economist Bernt Nelson on the reasons for the sticker shock and what to expect in the near future in the supermarket aisles.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
Grocery store prices have not been kind to consumers' pocketbooks recently, and AFBF economist Bernt Nelson says that input costs and general inflation are a big reason why.
Across the board with our grocery prices, we're still seeing pressures from the high input costs that farmers face. That, combined with the inflationary pressures that are still hanging on, are giving us this scenario where we're still seeing some prices rise in the grocery stores.
The Washington Post recently reported that grocery prices have jumped 25% in the last 4 years. That outpaces overall inflation of 19%, with sharp jumps for beef, sugar, and juice. While egg prices have been more volatile than some products, that volatility has been driven by avian influenza and the loss of birds, says Nelson.
They've come back down as we've seen these outbreaks kind of dial back. But we're still seeing some supply issues due to avian influenza that have kind of driven things back up in the $2 to $2.20 average range.
Nelson says that beef prices are stable currently, but could hit record highs next year. Cattle inventory is tight in the United States, with the lowest inventory of cattle and calves since 1951 counted in the latest inventory report. Higher processing plant and grocery store wages and post-pandemic shipping costs, along with Russia's war with Ukraine, have also spiked food prices, including for grains and vegetable oils. AFBF urges lawmakers to pass a new 5-year farm bill.
We need a farm bill to provide that safety net for when farmers end up in hard times. So whether it be from a natural disaster, lower prices, higher input costs.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.